I'm exhilarated. I've had a lot of very fortunate days in football. This is up there with all of them. It's just fantastic. It's been, I suppose, the competition for us was a very long competition. We were in the 4-team group, I suppose, and it was extended by the advancement of Easky and of Shamrock Gales in the respective club competitions. And to us, it was great. It created an environment around the club. You know, it got the club excited. You know, we had a big break from our fourth game to the quarter to the last game at the semi-final against Easky, and you know, Easky is in its grown, and it kind of gave the club a time to build for this competition for the end of it, which kind of is great. We're playing football in December 1st. For all clubs, it's great, and in conditions like this tonight, it was superb. Like, the pitch is as good as it would be in the middle of summer. You know, it gets raining, but you know, it's great. We're exhilarated. The boys are over the moon.
Cracking game tonight. At Tooting Froad, you were 4 points down at half time, but that, you must be really pleased with that second half.
Yeah, look, we weren't clicking up front, really. We were probably, you know, we kind of warned about complacency against Shamrock Hills. You know, we knew that we probably had an older team, you know, some more experienced players on the pitch, and we knew Shamrock Gales were, you know, were probably a year younger by and large, you know, and we were conscious of that, and sometimes that can play into young lads' heads where, you know, they might think they have an advantage. And you know, the first half, I felt Shamrock Gales came at us the opportunity before half time. You know, they clocked on 4 or 5 points in a row. We gave them, you know, we made a few mistakes, but all in all, you know, like, in all fairness, my heart goes out to them. You know, their response in defeat has been immense. You know, it was an awful game to lose for whoever lost. It was a very tight game, but yeah, happy with our second half. You know, we got our simple things better up front. We got some scores on the board, you know, that weren't over elaborating. So yeah, we were happy with the second half.
You had a couple of goal opportunities maybe that just weren't converted at crucial stages as well, but you managed to bounce back.
Yeah, like, we do have a tendency to create goal chances, and I suppose that's the compromise up front, you know, is knowing when to take your points and put the nails in the coffin and when to go for the goal chance. We went for a goal chance every time we got a chance. In all fairness, I suppose Michael Munley has been exemplary. He's one of the gossips of the team. And I suppose Michael comes tonight and he's laughing after the end there, he had three on his own, and he probably had, you know, so it's, for him it's a great experience, and for the young lads we brought through this year in Dunne 21, you know, the 18-year-olds, like, it's been a brilliant time for them. They've never played in NA football before, and now they have an NA championship medal at under 21 level. So for those lads, it's fantastic, you know.
You didn't do it the easy way. Needed extra time last week against Easky Ennis Gronka Glass, and tonight just the single point win.
Well, we did very same all the games. Like, we went up to Cash for the first game. You know, we came out with a point win. You know, okay, Killara were missing a lot of players night we played them. We've had tight games. Batting up on Laddin game was a point. You know, every game we've played has been tight. So that's, for us going forward, you know, it's been brilliant, because I suppose traditionally this team would have won comfortably enough. You know, some of the years they played in the younger years, and like, you know, when it gets older, of course it gets tighter. You know, boys become men and all that kind of stuff. But just delighted tonight, you know, for the boys to see there, you know, the older boys in the team, they're absolutely exhilarated. And to see that in young fellas' faces, like, when it means so much to them, I suppose that's something that we have to build on now in the club, and try and make sure that we kind of, you know, kind of nail this down as a starting place, and try and move on in the club and try and kind of build on it.
What sort of a boost will this give to St Mary's?
Last year, to be fair, I was out doing a bit of work with St Farnes later on in the year, and you know, it was pointed out to me one night that St Mary's only had one team. You know, and for me as a St Mary's man, it was a little bit perturbing, to be honest, you know, to kind of win the road that night and realise, you know, that we had backed out of the Junior B Championship. And that was unfortunate, you know, for the club. But that's our priority, you know, is to get two teams on the pitch, you know, and try and bring through the volume of players that we're generating. It's not easy anywhere nowadays to bring players through, you know. Maybe in the town of Ireland it's a little bit more difficult, I don't know. But that'll be our primary focus for the year ahead, is to try and get, you know, two teams consolidated and competitive in, you know, senior and junior. That's really the focus, is try and get as many of these young lads into football, keep them in football as we possibly can.